This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, we got a whole bunch of things happening right now. I wanted to bring your attention to all that stuff, but go to our website, newcaliforniastate.com, ncs51.com, and, of course, a21r.com. Go to those websites because we've just got tons of information. And, of course, we got the upcoming 6th Constitutional Convention, in San Luis Obispo. We're going to be all over the state. You know, we're absolutely making a lot of progress in absolutely legislating, and there's going to be, I'm really proud of the legislature of New California's fledgling, but they're starting to get their act together. Which is really kind of neat to see. So it's a very compelling convention. I would go because Mike Huckabee's going to be there. And you're going to be hearing from Mike Huckabee later on, keynote speaker in the afternoon on Saturday, which is going to be absolutely tremendous. Okay, a couple of things coming up, though. This is from our good friends at the Washington Times. Trump enforces public charge rule linking immigrant welfare to use of green cards, right? Welfare use to green card chances. The public charge rule takes effect, giving U.S. citizenship and immigration services the right or the authority to refuse green cards, the key step on the pathway to citizenship, to people who have used a wide range of non-emergency welfare programs. This is a big deal. There's a whole bevy of things, and I'm going to get back to this. I wanted to report it on the Drudge Report, actually, so we'll pull up the Drudge Report here real quick. This was a stem cell. This was a stem that came out, a new stem that came out. I was looking at it and going, wow, that's pretty interesting. But it fits with the other part of what we're talking about here, and that is that immigration is starting to, it's starting to go down. Why? Because Trump is starting to crack down on immigrants who use these benefits. This is the big deal. Also, it comes in the face of, as Trump barricades the border, legal immigration beginning to plunge. Isn't that an interesting little statement? This is all part and parcel to the craziness, you know, of this whole immigration thing. And it's interesting to watch this whole thing play out. This is a big part of the border enforcement. Not only do we have the fence or the wall, but now all of a sudden we've got all the rules starting to change. The rules starting to change, of course, are a direct result of all these new judges. I mean, take a look at the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit has completely been revamped and reshaped by, guess who? Donald J. Trump. This is a windfall for California and the rest of the West, the whole Ninth Circuit area. It's a windfall. And don't you think this is going to happen? Absolutely it's going to happen. I mean, there's going to be big changes in certainly how we enforce everything at the border. There's going to be big changes in New California when New California steps into the fray. There's no question about that. It says a crackdown on immigrants to use public. I'll take that one. I'll look at this one. This is actually from AP. It says Phoenix. It says come on here. We don't want that. It says with new rules taking effect Monday that disqualify more people from green cards if they use government benefits, droves of immigrants, including citizens and legal residents, have dropped social services they and their children may be entitled to out of fear that they will be kicked out of the U.S. said Velasquez, one of the representatives. Says this will bring more poverty, more homelessness, and more illness, said Velasquez, a well-known leader among Spanish-speaking immigrants in the Phoenix area. Advocates around the U.S. gathered Monday to discuss and criticize the policy. Participants in New York City roundtable said that in anticipation of the change, neighborhoods with higher immigrant populations had seen. Now listen. This is something that has been absolutely, over the years, exploited by the liberals like crazy. And now, all of a sudden, Trump, all he wants to do is enforce the laws. And he's enforcing the laws. You see, this is a comfortable feeling. I just want to make that point, though. So it's taken effect yesterday. And this is really, as you look at the whole thing, it's the result of a court decision. And guess who's in charge here? The president is. It says, like most of President Trump's other immigration moves, this one has survived an onslaught of court challenges, howls of complaints from Democrats on Capitol Hill, and fierce opposition of immigration rights groups who call it racist and elitist. Of course they do. The administration said the vision of the self-sufficient immigrants has been part of American history since colonial times and was explicitly written into law in 1882 when Congress banned any immigrant who was unable to take care of himself or herself without becoming a public charge. See, we're going back with the new California statement to 1861. Isn't it a good idea to kind of go back in time and go, hey, what were these guys doing back then to the same circumstances we're doing now? What were they doing then to what we're doing now? Huh? There's a great deal of history there. Then, of course, the left doesn't want you to know the history. Yada, yada, yada. So now Donald Trump is going back on that one. That's a good move. Very good move. Very, very good move. Okay, we're going to come up to a break. I didn't want to break into this article. I got a little ahead of myself there. But Duncan Hunter's vacated House seat unleashes GOP slugfest. And listen to this one. We're going to climb all over this one. All, if you haven't heard about this, because this is something that's just banging it out of the park. Kate Brown fumes as Oregon Republicans walk out after climate bill advances. Uh-oh, absenting themselves from the legislature. Shocking. this whole notion of these legislators walking out to oppose a bill is wonderful. And Kate Brown doesn't like it. Oh, I'm sorry. Brown, maybe? In Deutsch. Braun. Fumes as Oregon Republicans walk out after climate bill advances. Uh-oh, where'd they go? Stay with us. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Ben.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, Kate Braun in trouble again. Cousin to Jerry Brown, or Jerry Braun. Right, Edmund G. Braun Jr. Listen to this. Here we go again in Oregon. You Oregonians. Evil Republican Oregonians. I'm being facetious. Of course. They want a new state too, and we're going to give it to them. That's correct, Jack. They want a new state too, and we're going to give it to them. That's what's going on. I got you. Okay, I'm teased again. I'm going to get into this story about Kate Braun, but I'm teased again. Top stories: PSA encourages kids to steal parents' guns and hand over to teachers. What? Okay, I'm biting. I've bitten on this bad boy. This is Oath of the Washington Times again. What in the world is this? Oh, my God. Is this just a biting story? It is. It is absolutely a biting story. But we're not going to get to it. I'm going to go back to the other one. I absolutely am. I'm going to go back to that article, wherever it went, about Kate Braun. Here we go. Kate Braun fumes as Oregon Republicans walk out after climate bill advances. Salem, Oregon Republican senators slipped out of the Oregon State Capitol on Monday, preventing the state Senate from convening in an attempt to doom a bill aimed at stemming global warming. The walkout was a repeat of action the GOP took last year to kill similar climate change legislation, a maneuver that prompted threats of having state police forcibly return the lawmakers to the statehouse. The walkout threatens to derail the main legislation that Democrats had hoped to pass during a 35-day session, a bill to limit greenhouse gas emissions that threatened the planet.
Oh, Kate, oh, I'm shrinking.
God. Another dictatoress, right? Democratic Governor Katie Braun accused the Republican lawmakers of being against the democratic process. Yep, they are. It's absolutely whatever that process is, they should be against a democratic process. The minority Republicans staged two walkouts last year, leading Senate President Peter Courtney to request Brown to order the state police to bring the missing lawmakers back. This time, though, Courtney said he won't involve the state police. Good idea. A few large trucks supporting the Republicans drove around the state capitol, blowing their horns. Where is this? After Courtney announced on the state floor that not enough senators were present to convene Monday's session. Several people, in other words, there's no quorum. You have to have X number. I don't know what their quorum number. It's got to be two-thirds. Maybe two-thirds or just majority. I don't know. But they could not get what's called a quorum. Several people in an upper gallery clapped. Courtney said he would order police to expel them if they persisted. Oh, those people expressing their First Amendment. You guys can't express your First Amendment and insult me, infuriate me. Shocking. A visibly angry Brown denounced the boycott as undemocratic. Good. We need more undemocratic boycotts, don't you think? We encourage undemocratic boycotts. Listen, I'm feasting on this. This is a veritable feast for New California. Right? This is what it's all about, baby. This is what it's all about. They can't do squat because of these Republican walkouts. You know, you're trying to force something like the climate, the California Air Resources Board bill, was it AB 32, back in the day with the great socialist Arnold Schwarzenegger. Look what it's done to California. It's destroyed it. And what it's created is, of course, this class of thugs and punks who go out and extort money out of truckers and anybody and farmers, anybody who's got, you know, a diesel motor. I mean, it's just a joke. It's extortion. They want to set up another extortion racket in Oregon, and they're not buying it. That's why these truck drivers were going around in circles, honking their horns. Don't you love it when they honk their horns? They call truck motors. Horns. It says several Republican lawmakers were present earlier Monday as the legislative panel rejected a proposed GOP amendment to put the climate issue on the ballot in November. Guess what? It would absolutely fail there. Instead, the Joint Ways and Means Committee approved the bill, sending it to the Senate floor for a vote. Oh, guess what? Not happening here. The latest so-called cap-and-trade bill calls for the state to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to at least 45% below greenhouse. We're talking about carbon now. 1990 emission levels by 2035 and to at least 80% below by 2050. The bill would force big greenhouse gas emitters, you know, like cows from farting. Cow farts. Flatulence. I'm sorry. Gotta use the proper term. The bill would force big house gas emitters to obtain credits for each metric ton of carbon dioxide they emit. There's that evil carbon dioxide they emit. Opponents say fossil fuel companies will wind up offloading increased cost to customers. Well, it's not only that. It's not even, their science is junk science, which brought it here. They're making it up as they've gone. It's all a lie. It's all a fallacy. Republican lawmakers said a matter of this magnitude should be brought before voters. And that's true. Listen, say what you want about it. I can criticize it. You can just bring it to the voters. Absolutely. Said Republican State Senator Fred Girod said before the committee's vote that if the measure were referred to voters, we would stick around. Just give them the right to vote, Girod said. I mean, they've got the people on this one. After the committee voted, only 19 senators, all but one of them Democrats, appeared on the Senate floor, one short of the minimum needed to proceed. See, they missed their quorum call. Courtney said the Senate would attempt to reopen Tuesday and implored Republicans to return. They appeared prepared to stay away. If my colleagues will not return for a fair process in the building, then I will represent my constituents from outside the building, Senator Lynn finally said. Finley said in a statement. Finally, she said that. At a recent public hearing on the bill, loggers expressed concern it would lead to increased fuel costs. Others said global warming is an emergency that was already affecting them and would affect their grandchildren and grandchildren even worse. NASA says that in the absence of major action to reduce emissions, global temperatures is on track. Now listen, have they done this over in China yet? Have you seen the pictures of India? And I'm not being critical of India. They just don't do it there. Hello? The most populous nation is India. Or do they care about climate change? Do they care about carbon emissions? Heck no. But you in Oregon and us in California, we have to pay the price for that, don't we? It's us paying because it's a scam, guys. Take these people and put them over there. Hey, you know, you're using their employees, right, Nike? Oh, I'm sorry. That's an Oregon-based company, isn't it? What's their carbon footprint? All those Nike shoes?
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
Okay, we're on it. We're on it. We're going to try and get more information about what's going on with the Kate Braun drama up there in Oregon. You know, it's kind of interesting, the Oregon thing. I feel like a Cheshire cat, actually. It's kind of like, this Oregon thing. It's crazy. It really is. They've walked out again. Goodbye. Walkout. Absented. That's really what the story is. They've absented themselves. We're talking about Oregon. And again, this is kind of one of the gigs that you might see in California with all their trials and travails and all that good stuff. So we're going to monitor this story. Actually, I'm going to try and get a couple of guests on next hour to bring this up, and we're going to, the research department is going to bring up so many different things here. I just find it interesting, this, as we get going crazy with this new California business, which is starting to really resonate, as we get going crazy with this, we're just going to go nuts. I mean, this whole, all this stuff is going to stop. Imagine that. Listen, we will work really hard with Oregonians who want to form a new state. We absolutely will. We'll give them all the stuff on how to do it. And, you know, we'll flip that state right away. There'll never be any more CARBs out there. Or, you know, I guess you'd say OA, California, or it would be the Oregon Air Resources Board, right? ORB. ORB. There you go. ORB. Yeah, I guess something like that. That would be the way it is. I'm just, you know, saying a few things here. I just think it's amazing. I think it's amazing what's going on. These are the, you know, this Oregon, remember, Oregon wants to find itself in more with Idaho and become part of Idaho. At least they're trying to do that. I think that's misguided at this point. But you have to honor the attempt, you know. You have to basically honor the attempt about what is going on and what is not going on so that you understand where we come to these conclusions about various things as we sit right now as New California going forward. And we're the leader. We're the leader of this group, so we're going to honor that. Okay, we've got this is going to be spectacular. This coming up on the 28th and 29th, we got Mike Huckabee. Yeah, he's going to be with us, and he's going to be talking about New California, and of course, what is going on with the president. I think he's going to, you know, he advises the president, he talks to the president, and it's pretty obvious that he wouldn't be here without the president's wink, wink, nod, nod. If you know what I mean, right? That's exactly right. Exactly right. Okay. Listen, I'm getting more fascinated by this story every day. So we're gonna ramp it up as we take a look at this going forward for Kate Braun and her little problem. I want to get to the Epoch Times if I can get there. No, we got these other guys on Fox News. What are they talking about? Oh, they're talking about the prepare for potential coronavirus pandemic. I'm still not impressed with the pandemic image, if you know what I mean. I'm really not impressed. We might talk a little bit about the Phil Haney whistleblower murder where his body was found in Amador County. And Phil Haney was certainly a whistleblower, no question about it. And that was something, I guess he was murdered on the 19th, and they found his body on the 21st, something like that. Something like that. He was, of course, a whistleblower, major critic against the Obama administration. And, of course, they made his life miserable. And he, you know, his big thing was that he came out and was a whistleblower about the Islamic penetration of the NSA and other governmental organizations. And he's got, apparently, he had a dead switch, you know, which means that if you kill me, I do this. So he was going to have a book that was going to come out in a few days, or a few months, I guess. And that's the way it goes. Okay, so I'm biting anyway. This is the article that came out of heavy.com in Mail Online. So this is the European version of it. Phil Haney dead, see something, say nothing, author dies. So he wrote this book. Says Phil Haney, the author of See Something, Say Nothing, a Homeland Security officer, exposes the government's submissions to jihad, has died at the age of 66. In addition to being an author, Haney was a longtime Department of Homeland Security expert with a focus on Islamic extremism. Haney previously said that he said that what he did at the Department of Homeland Security, with bugs, followed the trail and find the nest. Haney was a founding member of the Department of Homeland Security in 2002, and Haney's first role with the department was a Customs and Border Protection Agriculture officer. Previously, Haney had worked as a scientist in the Middle East, and Haney was later based at the National Targeting Center in Washington, D.C., where he was promoted to work with advanced targeting centers. Haney retired from the Department of Homeland Security in 2020. He was forced out. I mean, I remember seeing his testimony. Fox News reported that Haney died following a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Haney had been missing since February 19th and was discovered inside his own car outside of San Francisco in the morning. Okay. There's a few conflicting things going on here. It said the reports of Hannity's death first appeared on the morning of February 22nd. Fox News contributor Sarah Carter tweeted regarding Hannity's death, saying, "Somebody I deeply respected and considered a friend, Phil Haney, a DHS whistleblower during the Obama administration, was apparently killed yesterday in Southern California." And, of course, that's wrong. It's not Southern California. This is we're going to play this little clip and see where this thing goes.
Breaking tonight, a former employee at the Department of Homeland Security is blowing the whistle, contending that his
Megyn
superiors
Kelly.
Shut down a program that might have provided an early warning on the terrorists behind last week's attack in California. We will speak with him in a moment. But first to Trace Gallagher with the backstory. Trace?
Megan, for background, we should note in the early 2000s, Philip Haney was among the founding members of the Department of Homeland Security and was later assigned to the Intelligence Review Unit, or IRU. His job was to investigate individuals with potential links to terrorism, and it was in that capacity that Haney says he noticed a trend of people with suspected radicalized ties coming into the United States. So he began looking into a collection of global networks that were infiltrating radical Islamists into the U.S. In other words, Haney and his team were getting somewhere. But a year into that investigation, Haney says they got a visit from the State Department and the Homeland Security Civil Rights Division, who said that tracking these groups and individuals was, quote, problematic because they were Islamic groups. Haney says the investigation was shut down and 67 of his records deleted, among them an investigation into an organization with ties to the mosque in Riverside that San Bernardino terrorist Saeed Farouk attended.
Shocking.
Haney believes if his work had been allowed to continue, it may have thwarted last week's attack. Haney says a few years ago he notified Congress and the DHS Inspector General about the investigation into Islamic groups being terminated, but instead of the investigation being reinstated, Haney claims his superiors retaliated, pulling him from his duties and revoking his security clearance. "We just got off the phone with Homeland Security. They told us there are many holes in Mr. Haney's story, but they couldn't comment further because of privacy laws." Megan.
Trace, thank you. Joining me now with more, former Department of Homeland Security employee Philip Haney.
Oh.
And with reaction, Mark Thiessen, the former chief presidential speechwriter for President George W. Bush and a Fox News contributor. Thank you both for being here. Philip, why do you believe that the work you were pursuing may have led to the detection of these two?
The network of individuals that we worked with were tied to a large group called Tablighi Jamaat, part of a larger group called Deobande. We had thousands of organizations or individuals in the database, and we tracked them as they moved in and out of the United States on the visa waiver program. That's what first brought the group to our attention. And as we developed the case and started putting the pieces in place, we gained more and more evidence of their activities.
Mm-hmm. And they were connected to Farouk's mosque?
The Farouk Mosque is called Dar al-Oom. It's a global network of similar kinds of mosques under the umbrella of this organization.
And so under your program, you would have identified the mosque and done what?
I can tell you how I would have identified it, because individuals that were already in the case in 2012 went to that mosque. Therefore, as we were tracking them, we would have put the red light on them. Mm-hmm. Therefore, two things very plausibly would have happened. Either Syed would have been put on the no-fly list because of his association with that masjid, and or the K-1 visa that his wife was given may have been denied because of his affiliation with a known organization.
Mm-hmm. And you say they shut you down because they felt this was essentially profiling of Muslims.
They specifically said that because we FOIA'd the case and we got the internal memos, and it says that we are not allowed to develop a case based on Tablighi Jamaat specifically and or any Islamic group.
See, there's the problem, huh? Phil Haney, dead, 66. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. A little bit more news about what's going on in Oregon. This is the latest from KTVB Channel 7. I guess it's the latest anyway. We're going to see if this is a prime to play here. Oh, Jenny Craig with the sad eyes, happy eyes. Anyway, I'm giving you the play-by-play with all these hot chicks, pre-post, pre-hotness, post-hotness, hotness, I guess. I'm just giving you the play-by-play of the commercial, right? Jenny Craig should pay me for this. But then, anyway, they walked out in protest. This is the cap-and-trade bill. This is what's going on. Okay, here we go.
So technically not in the 208, but just across the Snake River, and who knows, maybe a seated section, that is, of Greater Idaho. New year, but same issues at the Oregon State House. Another climate bill has been moved forward for the second year. But that, once again, has Senate Republicans heading for the exits. They walked out, again, to protest the so-called cap-and-trade bill, which aims to reduce greenhouse gases 45% below the 1990 levels by 2035. It's been called the country's most progressive climate policy, saying it not only cuts emissions, but would put money into moving the state economy and infrastructure toward handling more intense weather events that do come with climate change. It failed after 11 Republican senators went on a walkout last year and didn't return for 9 days. Well, one difference with this year's version of the bill, most of eastern Oregon, about 60% of it, would not have regulations put on gas for vehicles, meaning the logging and ag industries may catch a break. But things turned this morning. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means voted on a number of amendments to the bill, including one that would let voters have a say.
It's something that we've said that if this was to go on to the bill, that we would definitely stick around. This is by far the most important amendment, just giving the people the right to vote.
Well, that idea was rejected. The committee then voted on the legislation, as is, along party lines, which ended in a tie. Senate President Peter Courtney then broke the tie. And shortly after, Senate Republicans decided to deny a quorum, meaning if they didn't show up, there wouldn't be enough lawmakers present to hold a vote, just like they did twice last year. Oregon Republicans issued a statement after the vote saying, in part, that Senate President Peter Courtney rigged the vote by joining the committee in an unprecedented move and cast his yes vote to get cap and trade out of committee. The Senate Republican leader also released a statement. Democrats refused to work with Republicans and denied every amendment that was presented. Pay attention, Oregon. This is a true example of partisan politics. Well, one Republican did stick around. Apparently, Senator Tim Knopp didn't get the memo. But under the state constitution, a two-thirds majority of the Senate must be present to vote on bills, meaning Democrats, despite their supermajority, need at least two Republicans to be present, one more than Knopp, that is. Adding more urgency is that this is an odd year for the Oregon legislature, and not just because of this walkout. In fact, that seems becoming normal. But in odd years, like 2019, they're only in session for 35 days, and their session is scheduled to wrap up March 8th, in a little less than 2 weeks.
Oh, you mean they don't have 11-month legislature like California? Shocking.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. The crazies are back. The crazies are back. I'm looking around here. What is going on in my own studio? The crazies are in the room. Got to watch out. Anyway, we got just a ton of things coming up here in the next hour. If you want to stay with us, we're going to get a little bit more into what's going on in Oregon and some real-time stuff so that you get the feel for what's happening. It's really, really important to understand that what is happening in Oregon has already happened in California. Take a look at California if you want to see what Oregon's going to look like after just a few short years. You'll understand. That's why people are just kind of going nuts. And no one should have these cap-and-trade things at all. You know, they really shouldn't. They should not have them. And in any state, it's all false science for the most part. The whole carbon thing has destroyed California, and of course, these agencies are doing nothing more than but extorting money from people. Not in the name of the environment; it's just an extortion racket, a big extortion racket. So that's something that is really, really. Kind of going crazy, I guess you can say. This is extortion racket. Anyway, we got some other things going on. Just kind of interesting. President Trump, CNN's Acosta trade insults on world stage as India presser gets personal. And, of course, Acosta. These guys are fighting the lies, of course. I mean, with the lies. They're using lies to fight truth, which is kind of interesting, huh? Watch it. You know, to me, watching this whole thing play out is just absolutely fascinating. It is absolutely fascinating. It says a Fox News poll, Americans split over media coverage of First Lady's fashion choices. Really? Cotton on Sotomayor controversy. It's unprecedented. This is that whole thing about that. The judges, see, this. Why are we having Supreme Court judges weigh in on, in really in a socialist fashion, on what's going on with the president? I mean, to me, it's just absolutely an anathema to think about this. I don't know; it's a big word, but I think it's interesting. Another little story here, a little tidbit before we go: disappearing district, New York paper issues ominous warning to AOC for bucking the party. Her time is up. There might be a Republican coming from that area, by the way, that neck of the woods. Cortez. Would do well to prepare to see her House seat vanish after this year's redistricting over her targeting of established Democrats with funds from her Courage to Change PAC, according to New York Post editorial. The editorial, which ran on Sunday, said the freshman representative has been in hot water with some of the party for her refusing to pay dues to her caucus fundraising arm, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee said, and instead devote resources to defeating Democrats. Ocasio-Cortez launched her own political action committee with the hopes of supporting some challengers who refused to bow to establishment pressure. The PAC's endorsements include four House candidates running to unseat Democratic incumbents. What? Who is this little babe? Marie Newman for Illinois' 5th District, Lopez for New York's 15th District, Jessica Cisneros of Texas, 28th District, she's included running to unseat Democratic incumbents. Two of the candidates are seeking office in seats held by Republicans, including Texas seat occupied by Senator Cornyn. Oh, boy. That's kind of weird, isn't it? I don't know. Maybe it's less weird than you think, huh? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, newcaliforniastate.com, ncs51.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.